There's still a lot of people in Western Australia's farming communities who are upset by Alana McTiernan's comments published on Friday that it won't be a catastrophe if Foot and Mouth gets in here. She says it'll be a problem, but, you know, we'll get through it. I continued to get emails about that over the weekend. Last week, it was suggested by a listener that we try and get some comment from Gina Reinhardt or Twiggy Forrest, who are both big cattle producers. Now, I do have this statement. You might have heard a bit of it from Philip Amar in the news, but just in a little bit more detail. This is from Gina Reinhardt. She says this. She's calling for Australia's biosecurity to be immediately ramped up in the light of the foot and mouth outbreak in Indonesia, and particularly Bali, as well as other countries such as the Philippines. She says the impact of an FMD incursion in Australia would devastate the beef and other stock industries for years to come. Over 65% of our export markets are at risk. She says we need to ensure that this disease does not reach our shores. She says, while I have mining revenue to fall back on, the majority of cattle and other livestock producers would face financial ruin and affect badly the related businesses that depend upon them. I do not know how effective the sanitation mats are, but if they are effective, at least for footwear, we should have these now at every Australian international airport and shipping port for arrivals, not just Darwin and Cairns, and give to every country where there is this disease for their departing passengers. Money needs to be spent now where it will actually reduce the problem, not in telling farmers not to worry. She says, Gina Reinhardt, all practical options need to be urgently considered as we do not want to regret too little action, as it will be too late once the disease is in Australia. Now, John McKillop is the CEO of Gina Reinhardt's agricultural interests. He says we need to urgently work with our friends in countries already battling this disease and also let them know if they can't contain the disease and immediately implement safeguards at their international airports and shipping terminals to ensure the disease does not enter Australia, then Australia will be forced to protect its agricultural industry and restrict passengers from these countries, including returning Australians. It would, in the interim, greatly help our battling farmers if other holiday destinations could be chosen that don't have this devastating disease. So that's almost an appeal from Gina Reinhardt's number one man in agriculture. Please don't take a holiday in Bali or the Philippines or other countries where foot and mouth is currently running, at least until this can be brought under control. Wonder what you make of that. 1-3-3-882.